Join us tomorrow for Pepper Young's Family. Lee Stevens speaking. Pepper Young's Family is a production of Nana Radio. Pepper Young's Family. Pepper Young's Family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message from our sponsor. Sam Young has just telephoned Mr. Trent to explain that he's stopping over in Chicago and that he was very happy over his daughter's engagement to Carter Trent. Mr. Young does not know that Mr. Trent is, on the contrary, not at all happy about the engagement. In fact, the Trent's lawyer went to Elmwood to try to break it up. Believing that Mr. Young is simply playing a game and that he and his family are really after a big money settlement, Mr. Trent has decided to play along with him and has invited him to call. Completely unaware of Mr. Trent's suspicions, Mr. Young hurries back to the lobby to tell Kurt Bradley about Mr. Trent's invitation.
Well, Sam, did you actually talk to the great man on the telephone? What did he say?
Well, you know, Kurt, he just couldn't have been more cordial.
That's fine, Sam. I'm awfully glad you called him. It's what Mary and Peggy would expect you to do.
The main thing is, Kurt, Mr. Trent asked me to come out there.
You mean out to his place in Winnetka?
That's right.
That's great. When does he want you to come?
Well, I suggested going out there tomorrow, but he said he'd like to see me right away.
You're going, aren't you, Sam?
Why, yes, I guess so.
Mr. Trent wasn't too much upset or surprised or whatever word you want to use at having his son marrying somebody outside of the Blue Book?
I don't think he was at all, Kurt. He seemed to take it completely in his stride. Well, I better get going if I'm going to be there on time. Oh, look, I'm sorry I'm not going to be able to have dinner with you.
I'll be waiting up for you when you come back. I want to hear all about it. I want to know how you behaved in a place like the Trents.
Oh, I'll probably do everything wrong.
Nope. I'm betting on you, Sam. Remember, you've got to uphold the honor of Elmwood.
I'll do my darndest, Kurt. I must admit he sounds like a regular fellow. And, you know, I think it was darn nice of him to ask me out to his house the minute he heard I was in Chicago. Oh, well, I'll call you when I get back, Kurt. Bye.
Goodbye.
Excuse me, Mr. Bradley. Was that Mr. Young who just left?
Yes, it was. Is anything wrong?
Well, it's too bad he just missed it. There's a call for him, Mr. Bradley. Elmwood calling.
Elmwood? Maybe I'd better take it. I'll see if they want to talk to me. Is it a person-to-person call?
Yes, sir, it is. But if you want to talk to the operator, here's the telephone, Mr. Bradley.
Hello? This is Kurt Bradley speaking. Mr. Young has gone out for dinner. If Mrs. Young wants to talk to me, you can put her on. Where is Mr. Young gone for dinner? He's having dinner with Mr. Horace Trent. Yes, Mr. Horace Trent. She'll talk to me? All right, put the call through then. Hello, Mary? This is Kurt. How are you? I'm fine. Yes, Sam's all right, too. Yes, Mary, he's gone to the Trent house. What did you say? Why, he called Mr. Trent, and Trent asked him to come out to Winnetka. He seemed to be very glad to talk to him. What's that? Came out to Elmwood? Who came out to Elmwood? Trent's lawyer? Why? Mary, you can't mean that. Trent was as nice as he could be to Sam just now. Mary, you mean that that lawyer came there and wanted to pay Peggy to give up Carter? There must be some mistake. Mr. Trent wouldn't have asked Sam to come to his house if he felt like that. The lawyer must have taken it on himself to do it, not Mr. Trent. I'm sure everything is all right, Mary. I'm positive. Don't you worry about a thing. No, I don't think Sam knows anything about it. I'm sure he doesn't, and I doubt if Trent does either. You know how these lawyers are. He probably acted on his own initiative. Tell Peggy not to worry. I'll have Sam call you when he comes back. Yes, Mary, I'll have him call you the minute he comes in.
Kurt Bradley would sound less reassuring if he knew Mr. Trent's real objective in inviting Sam Young to call. We'll be back with the Youngs in just a moment after this message from our sponsor. As Mrs. Young hangs up the receiver on Kurt Bradley, she turns to Pepper in complete bewilderment.
Pepper, I can't understand it.
What's the matter?
About your father.
What did he say?
Well, I didn't talk to your father. He wasn't there. But Kurt Bradley says he's gone to see Mr. Trent in Winnetka.
Gone to see the Trents?
That's what he said. I tried to tell him what had happened here with Mr. Taylor, but he kept insisting that there must be some mistake. He said that Mr. Trent wouldn't have asked your father to come to his house if he'd sent his lawyer to see us in Elmwood. Kurt thought the lawyer must have taken it on himself to call on us.
Huh. Well, do you suppose that's true?
Well, I don't know, Pepper. I don't know what to think.
It seems like a pretty tall responsibility for a lawyer to take on himself. To come all the way here to deliver the kind of speech he delivered and without Mr. Trent telling him to do it.
I know. But Kurt said that your father came back from his telephone conversation with Mr. Trent feeling, well, particularly happy about it.
What do you know?
You know, it might mean that the lawyer reported what he had done, and Mr. Trent was angry about it and decided to talk to your father and make everything all right.
Oh, gee, Mom, that sounds almost too good to be true.
I agree. But Kurt was so insistent. He kept saying to tell Peggy not to worry. That your father gone out there and that everything was on the friendliest basis possible.
Well, if that's the case, you couldn't ask for anything more, could you?
No, except that I still don't understand that lawyer. His coming here and making such a definite proposition, apparently from Mr. Trent himself. Unless he had authority to do it.
Dad's over at Trent's now?
Yes. Kurt said that he'd have your father call us up the minute he came in.
Do you think we should tell Peggy about this? She ought to know before Carter gets here.
Yes, Pepper, yes. Why don't you see if you can't find her?
She said she was going for a walk, but she probably hasn't gone far. If I take the car, I can round her up in no time. Mom, you want to come along?
No, darling, I think I'll sit here. I'm pretty tired. This whole situation's been a terrific strain.
Yeah, it's been a strain on all of us. But Peggy was magnificent. Honestly, Mom, I was proud of her.
So was I.
I'm not sure she'll have Carter now, even if everything's okay.
And she's terribly in love with him.
Yeah, I guess she is. Well, I'll go round her up. See if you can't relax now, Mom. You've been looking sort of grim.
Well, I felt sort of grim. Oh, I don't know. I don't know how I felt, Pepper. To have someone come here to this house with a suggestion that we could be paid money for giving up their son.
I guess it takes all sorts of people to make a world. And I suppose we'll have to blame that lawyer, Mr. Taylor.
And yet, Pepper, I think he was essentially a nice man. Oh, I don't know. I guess I don't know anything tonight. I am tired. I think I'll sit right here on this porch and Wish your father was back.
Okay, Mom. I'll find Peggy somewhere.
I wonder how Peggy will take it. That is, if Kurt is right. Oh, it's so hard to believe after what that lawyer said. But it could be true. Maybe Mr. Trent really is sorry the whole thing happened. Maybe he's angry with Mr. Taylor, and maybe, well, maybe everything will turn out all right. I pray so, for Peggy's sake. She loves Carter so much. She loves him so very much.
Mrs. Young is trying hard to believe that all's right with the world, but she still can't understand what Mr. Young's doing at the Trent's house, and she wonders what the outcome of his visit will be. Now this message from our sponsor.